friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial. We want to thank you for joining us today for this edition of A Dose of Hope. As always, we pray that you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it's me, it's your girl, it's your sister, it's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me here is my life partner, my love, my best friend, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone. And he's going to bring you greetings at this time.
Yes, good evening, everyone. So glad to be here for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here too, husband. And we are midway through the month of October. This year is going by so quickly. It's like you blink once or twice and you're already into a whole new season. But we're not complaining. We're grateful. We're grateful and for every day that we are allowed to see. All right. So today, our thought is, and this is going to be easy for you, probably easier for you than it is for me. This or that, okay. Android or iPhone?
How long do I get to think about the answer?
Take all the time you need, boo.
I'm going to go Android.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Okay, yeah. good answer. Clap it up, claps and snaps. All right. Well, I normally I would say iPhone. I've been an iPhone user for quite some time. I have Apple products. I have an Apple. Was it iPad? I have the iPhone. Mm-hmm. I got the AirPods. I got what is it? The MacBook and all that. But friends, I think that in this season, it's time for a change. Don't get
she's crossing over, y'all.
Perhaps we'll see. I'm thinking about switching over now. I started off with Android with the Samsung Note many years ago. This was the first edition of it, but we'll see. We'll see which way it goes. So stay tuned. But also stay tuned. We have some information we want to share with you about some exciting events that are happening in your area. And so we have a special guest with us today that's going to talk to us about an event that's coming up soon that I think you're going to want to hear. So after the next song you hear, we're going to resume with our special guest talk to you about what's going on in the area in the upcoming weeks. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Certainty in life is but a vapor. Today there seems to be, but tomorrow disappears. Some things I'm not clear about, but there's an anchor beyond a doubt. You're never far away, you're always near. People try to find a way to deny you, declaring you're a myth and not all real. I let them keep their arguments because I have the evidence. I know the truth inside it, you I feel. Oh,
sure as the sun.
Of the field, you're the source for all there was and is. The future you will make it clear, and everything exists because you live.
The questions for today,
you are the answer. Broken hearts can come to you, you won't turn them away. Wiser than fortune or fate, you know. Where
nothing can take us out of your hands. Oh,
sure as the sunrise, sure as the night before, I can always count on you to be with me. Oh, sure as the clouds arise,
I'm sure
as your love for me.
It's true.
I'll be here when you say you'll be loving me. Oh,
sure as the bird will sing. Sure as the moon glows at night,
you feel my love.
There's one thing
I
know in my heart,
it's warming up.
You will always be there.
Sure as the sun, sure as the night.
Yes, I
know. Always count on you,
that you will be with me.
Always.
And yes, I'm sure.
It's come time to pack it in. If I've given my best and there's nothing left, so my best days are at an end. Oh,
then I remember that you would never
let me face what's next alone. I know that
you're keeping me strength when I'm weak
and expect me to carry on. I know that the Lord is preparing.
I'm too way down,
running to fly but stumbling to the ground. Yeah.
Then I remember that you would never
ever leave your child behind. Oh no,
you're with me right where I should be,
and the reasons I revealed in time.
I know that the Lord.
When I'm anxious and lose my way,
we are back. And thank you for staying with us. And if you're just joining us, as I mentioned earlier, we have a special guest with us today. And she's going to talk about an upcoming event that she is hosting in the local area, in Philadelphia area. And so I have with me today Pastor Carolyn Glenn. She's the pastor of Sanctuary Church of Bountiful Blessings. Pastor Glenn has been with us before talking about prayer, the power of prayer, you know, how to pray. And she gave us some very good nuggets the last time she was with us. And we invited her to come back because she's having a prayer breakfast coming up in a couple weeks in November, the first Saturday in November. And she's going to tell us more about it. But I want to tell you about Pastor Glenn and how I've known her for the past almost 30 years as a giant in the gospel. She's a powerful woman of God. She has a heavy prayer anointing, prayer mantle on her life. She prays pretty much 24/7. And if you don't believe me, you can join in on her prayer line on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 to 8 p.m. She prays early morning and in between. And so she's praying all day. She's praying on behalf of the people of God, on behalf of those who don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, on behalf of the government and our world, our nation. And she is powerful in the Lord. I thank God for our connection. Our bishop, our pastor at the time, Bishop Audrey F. Bronson, the late Bishop Audrey F. Bronson, sent me out with Pastor Glenn many moons ago when I was new in ministry. Pastor Glenn had been called to a pastor at a church in North Philadelphia, and Bishop sent me with her, and I praise God for that experience. I learned a lot. So much fell off the mantle. And I praise God for who she is. And, you know, she hasn't changed. She's the same as when I met her. She's going to preach the word. She's a triple threat. She's going to teach the word. She's going to preach it, and she's going to pray for you. And one of the things I love about Pastor Glenn, she always says two things she says that really stick with most people: straight ahead. In other words, if you're preaching right or doing right, she's going to tell you, keep going. We're straight ahead. And she also says, I'm pulling for you. And when she says pulling for you, you know she's pulling for you in the spirit. And so, Pastor Glenn, I'm going to have you greet the people and have some words before we get into our conversation.
Praise the Lord, everyone in Radio Land. Hallelujah. I bid you a good day. Hallelujah. I pray to God that this day is a blessed day for you. I know it's starting out blessed because you woke up this morning, and that's a blessing. All yes. By itself. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you, Pastor Daniel. I thank God for this time, this space. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. As she had said, on November the 2nd at 9:30, we are having a prayer breakfast. And one thing about it, all the times I went to prayer breakfast, and nobody prayed. Hallelujah.
But misnomer, in other words.
Okay. In other words, we will be praying.
Yes,
as we
I love
know
it.
That our nation is in a 911.
Yes.
We need to pray, and we need to pray fervently and
yes.
honestly, and we need to go before the throne of God. Just like they stormed the Capitol, we have to storm heaven with prayer.
I love
Hallelujah,
that.
Because we got to get help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The theme of the prayer breakfast is help. Coming from Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help, because all my help come from the Lord. Hallelujah. We're living in a day and a time. We got to know God for ourselves. Hallelujah. We can't go on mama's prayers, daddy's prayers, auntie's prayers, the pastor's prayers, the deacon, the missionaries. We got to do it for ourselves. And we got to come together in unity and in strength, because we are greater in numbers. Hallelujah. Because the battle that we're in, We're not going to win it with bullets and guns and storming this and stuff. We're going to have to win it on our knees in prayer, fervent prayer unto the Lord, because we're at the place, if God don't do it, it won't be done. It's too much happening in the land today. It's too much going on. Hallelujah. As it used to be an old song that says, you got me going in circles. Round and around and around I go.
I think I heard a choir sing that one time.
You heard a choir sing that. And if you listen to the news and you listen to what's going on, you would do this, that, going around and around in circles. And it seemed like it's no in, no out, no let up. It seemed like it's constant bombarding you with stuff. But our out is through prayer. And like I said, the word help. Hallelujah. We need healing. We need to eliminate some stuff out of our lives. We need lifting from the Lord. And we need provision. Hallelujah. God, we need you to provide. Hallelujah for us. And that is the theme of our prayer. Breakfast, and we're gonna have some good food. Oh yes,
right now.
Hallelujah. We're gonna have some fish and some potatoes, grits and eggs and sausage and bacon.
Oh Lord, I'm getting hungry already.
Waffles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't think that you coming, hallelujah, to a cheap affair. Hallelujah. We like to do it excellent for the Lord.
Amen. Well, Pastor Glenn, I'm looking forward to the event. And you've told us the when, November 2nd at 9:30 a.m. You've told us the why. Mm-hmm. You said because our nation, our world is in a 911 state. But I love what you said. We got to storm heaven with our prayers. And we thank God because, you know, heaven hears us. The psalm writer said, incline thine ear unto us. And we know God says, call on me and I'm going to answer you and show you the things you do not know. So you gave us the why. The HELP is an acronym, as you said, healing, eliminating, lifting, and provision. Tell us where this event's going to be held, Pastor Glenn.
It's going to be held at Rhema Deliverance Cathedral at 1201 West Lehigh Avenue.
All right. I know that well. Bishop Apostle Vance Dash, awesome man of God, is the pastor there, along with his wonderful wife, Bishop Elect Vernell Dash. And so we praise God for them. And so 1201 West Lehigh Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. There's on street parking, plenty of parking around. And so we hope that you'll be able to join us. Pastor Glenn, tickets. You're selling tickets. How much are your tickets?
$25.
Oh, wow. That is an excellent price. You know, you go to brunch nowadays, you're spending that plus. And you're just getting the natural food, but you're going to get all that delicious food she just mentioned, and you're going to get some prayer and some good word. And so you can't beat that. So $25. And just tell us, Pastor Glenn, how we can purchase our tickets.
Okay, you can purchase it by calling me. And my telephone number is 267-288-7323. That's 267-288-7323. Or you can hit me up on Messenger during Facebook. Message me and I will see that you get your tickets.
Awesome. That sounds good. And on Facebook, you're under Carol. Is it Carolyn Glenn or is it Pastor
it's
Glenn?
Up under Carolyn Glenn.
Excellent. Well, Pastor Glenn, we thank you so much for joining us for our show today. We're going to keep announcing it until either you run out of tickets or up into the event. Is there a cutoff, a deadline for purchasing tickets or just until you run out?
Just until I run out.
Awesome. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Glenn, we thank God for you. Thank God for your ministry and all that you are to the body of Christ. Pastor Glenn is my pastor, as a matter of fact. And so we thank God for you. This is Pastor Appreciation Month, and I appreciate her every month, every day. But I just want to honor you, great woman of God, and let you know that you are a true gift to the body of Christ. And I want you to know that I'm pulling for you, woman of God. So I'm going to say this to you, straight ahead. And so, friends, that's our show for today. But we never want to leave without offering an invitation for you to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. So we're going to go through the ABCs of salvation. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit that you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. And then pray and invite Jesus into your life as Savior and Lord. And if you do all that, guess what, beloved? You are saved. And we are rejoicing with you. The heavens are rejoicing. And we encourage you to get connected to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing, disciple making church so that you can grow in community with like-minded believers. Well, that's all for now, beloved. Thank you again so much for joining us. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
Us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace, peace, peace.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace.
I pray we receive that tonight and always. Find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the fears. Tonight, every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. No matter the highs and the lows, the seasons of life may bring, I pray the Spirit of God
is revealed
and leads us to great and marvelous things.
Whether we stay standing side by side,
or circumstance determines our goodbyes,
I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and
can see it on you too.
I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too.
I receive it,
and I believe I can see it on you too.
Grace, mercy, and peace.
Show
me.
this world for every woman, man, boy, and girl.
I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and